Sides. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Road Freight Association has commended government's efforts in improving efficiency at the Port of Durban. Transport Minister Barbara Creecy revealed this week that the port has already moved 3.3 million tonnes of cargo this year. It's 500,000 tonnes higher than the 2.8 million that were moved over the whole of last year. The Freight Association's CEO, Gavin Kelly, says Transnet needs to keep this up.
Ensuring that freight moves efficiently through our ports, that the volumes grow, will mean that our ports will attract shipping, that we will continue to keep freight moving through the country, which has a spin-off in terms of revenue and jobs for us, and of course, will make sure that our ports maintain their trajectory in maintenance and getting new equipment.
Two SAFA executives and a businessman are due in a Gauteng court following their arrest this morning. The developments follow a search and seizure operation at the Johannesburg offices of the country's football association in March. Masechaba Sifularo reports.
The arrests follow an extensive probe by the Serious Commercial Crime Investigations Unit based in Johannesburg into allegations of 1.3 million rand fraud and theft at SAFA. It's alleged that between 2014 and 2018, the president of SAFA used the organization's resources for his personal gain. This included the hiring of a private security company for his personal protection and a public relations company without authorization from the SAFA board. Meanwhile, a group of protesters demonstrated outside the Palm Magistrate Court brandishing posters saying "Stop looting SAFA" and "Red card for Jordan." Masechaba Sifularo of Palm Ridge Magistrate Court.
Bangladesh's army says it's arrested 2,500 people and recovered 6,000 guns looted during the ouster of its prime minister earlier this year. It's looking to bolster security since the uprising in August. Thousands of weapons were looted during the student-led revolution that toppled Sheikh Hasina and in the immediate chaos after she fled the country. More than 3,700 weapons were handed in during an amnesty that ended in early September. Security forces then launched a weapons sweep to collect the guns. An army colonel says 200,000 rounds of ammunition have also been seized, adding the operation is continuing. The interim government that took over after Hasina granted the armed forces judicial power, allowing them to engage in day-to-day law enforcement. And finally, back home, entries for next year's Comrades Marathon are open. The race will be on the 8th of June. Runners will start at the Pietermaritzburg City Hall and make their way to Durban People's Park in what will be the 49th downrun. The Comrades Marathon Association says it will cap entries at 23,000 runners. It says entry fees have been kept at the same amounts as the last 2 years. And those wanting to take part in the ultimate human race can enter on the Comrades Marathon website or on the app. The top story, the Road Freight Association has commended government's efforts in improving efficiency at the Port of Durban. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.